So once again, it is a very good evening and welcome to the very third and second from last segment of Farmers Forum. We'll also be talking to fish farmers, the Agri-Marine Solutions, Varengamaribu Studio, Munguafu Pino Tevera. But welcome to this program proudly brought to you by the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program. And this one here, we will be talking about beef, the best, let's call it the best project. And this is the Beef Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation Project, which is under the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program, funded by the European Union. In studio, I am joined by team leader, World Vision. His name is Mark Benson, as well as Fortune Kachidza. She is the best liaison officer, and she's with World Vision as well. Good evening, guys. Welcome to Star FM.
Thank you, Yvonne. Magadi, and you are in me.
We're good, thanks. Mark, are you good?
Yeah, good evening, Yvonne. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Let's talk, before we get into what the Beef Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation Project is. This program was produced with the financial support of the European Union, like I did say, and its contents are the sole responsibility of the Beef Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation Project and do not necessarily reflect the views of the European Union. Mark, I'll quickly, very quickly start with you. What is the Beef Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation Best Project?
Thanks, Yvonne. The Beef Project, the BEST project, is a European Union funded project, as we say, under the ZAGP, and is being implemented in 10 districts within 5 provinces of Zimbabwe. Those provinces being Manicaland, Mashingo, Mashonaland Central, Midlands, and Matabeleland North. There are 3 main partners involved in this project. That is World Vision. And we're in collaboration with Welthungerhilfe, which is a German organization, and Sustainable Agriculture Technology, which is a local organization. And we're in collaboration with the Livestock and Meat Advisory Council and the Zimbabwe Agricultural Development Trust, who are financiers.
Okay, great. I will just sort of go back to Fortune just briefly. Do you know what I think is also the best? Beef Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation.
Kupfuya mzifuyo. Chuda kuti isusu varimi. Wawane mari. Mukupfuya mombe. Tofunga unuera na nini kuti yezhi nezhi. Chukotesa tuvarimi ve mombe. Vama small producers. 90% ndova kuma kumina farmers. Ma A1 farmers. Ma A2 farmers. Nema old settlement farmers. Saka chua tuvarumi. Ava vaite punduzo mkulima mombe. Vaite mari. Vasangori ime mombe. Jisina. Jisina punduzo. Asura kuti vaite mari pekupedzisira. Saka nukusaka. Isusu tayo ni chungwa che beef. Chua kuti. Mari mumombe, mari ngaende kumune mumombe.
Ndizvozvo, nekuwezera nyama yemombe kuti inge ichidyiwa kamunyika muno. Tizenge tichitengeserawo dzimwe nyika. Saka ndozvatoda kuti imi munge muchipinda muchirongwa icho chichaya kuMount Darwin kugokwe South kukwekwe, kushurugu kumwenezi kuchiredzi kuUmguza pamwe chete nekuLupane chichange chichisvika. What does the project intend to achieve, Mark?
We are starting what are called cattle business centers. And our activities are centered around these cattle business centers, which will act as livestock agribusiness hubs. We are constructing 10 main CBCs in our areas, and each one of these will be supported by at least 5 satellite CBCs around the general area of the main cattle business center in the 10 districts that we're working in. At these CBCs, we will be constructing 60-head cattle feedlots. We will have solar-powered boreholes for cattle and fodder demonstration plots. And we will be constructing those along with biodigesters, which will also showcase appropriate green technologies that farmers can adopt.
So I'll then just skip to why the cattle business centers are good for farmers, because Fortune sort of touched on it when she was getting that bit in Shona to say why, what is the intention. Why are the cattle business centers good for our farmers, Mark?
Well, smallholder farmers out in the rural areas, they tend to pay double for everything that they buy through agro dealers, or they cannot get inputs at all locally and have to travel very long distances to the nearest town to buy stuff. And they also receive mostly half the value for everything that they sell if they sell through middlemen who want to make a large profit between them and the commercial partner. So if you are able to bring the private sector closer to the farmer, then you make the middleman's space smaller and they have to compete with other buyers. And so farmers can now make an informed choice of who they want to buy from and who they are able to sell to. We are developing cell phone-based information systems for extension messages, as well as pricing information for farmers, for smartphones, or even using Mbuzi phones via WhatsApp and SMS platforms, such as Kurima Mari. So our CBCs will give the commercial partners a footprint out in the communal areas at a low cost to themselves, and give the farmers access to information, inputs at competitive prices, close to where they are needed, and also output markets direct with the end buyers, without the need for including a middleman who takes a large profit out of the system.
That is a very good initiative, because farmers are mostly prejudiced of their hard-earned cash because of the involvement of middlemen. Nyairipo, tanzwa kutanzi kambudzi chaikwana kugona kushandisika mu minute imwe chete, tiri kuti chiisusu ipapapa fochi. Sati isusu, ma business centers akanakira vari pakudi.
Isusu tiri kuti ka, iye zvine kata ane nyaya yetechnology, kai, saka kuri maomu technology. Whether une smartphone kana kuti une kambudzi, unofanira kunge uchiona marketing information yemombe yako. Muri mafanira kukwenya musoro kuti zvinondotengesera kupi mombe yangu. Isusu tiri kuti market yamo munzvimbo menyu. Kana mchigana mugokwe imomo ndoma ane formal market ya kutengisa mombe idzenyu. Uyezve ma inputs amunoshandisa pakufuya mombe dzenyu anenge avezve padyo nemi. Nekuti hazvibatsire kuti murimi anetsekane atravel kana 100 kana 400 kilometers kuti atsvage zvifuyo kana atsvage zveku ma inputs emombe dzake. Saka tiri kuti ngazvive zviri padhuze nemurimi aitawo mari shoma yaanoshandisa mukupfuya, and at the end of the day akwanise kuwana mari yakawanda pakupfuya mombe dzake. Chikuti zvakare varimi zve munofanira kudzidzira kurima zvipfuyo zvemombe dzenyu, zvidyo zvemombe. Isusu vanhu anditi tinodoka chikafu zve. Kana mombe dzedu dzinodawo chikafu, tinofanira kutorimira Yvonne zvinhu zvakaita sanana cowpeas, anana sabi panicum, anana katambola rhodes grass, anana cowpeas, anana forage sorghum kumombe dzedu kuti dzikwanise kuwana kudya kwakanaka uye kwakakodzera, uye kunoita kuti dzigokora dzigokwanisa kuita kuti uite mari paunodzitengesa. Saka tiri kuti murimi haikona kungotengesa mombe yako yakangoondoroka nekuti hapana mari yaunowana. Dzidzawo kurimira chikafu. And izvozvo zvange zviripo pamaketo business center edu. Tinotenda kuti mazuva ano magetsi akunesa, saka tichadrilla maboles anenge achishandisa masola, mamvura yeshe dzinenge achishandisa kudiridza zvirimwa zvandataura izvozvo, uyezve nekupa mombe dzedu kuti dzinyatsokora zvakanaka, zvekuti murimi paanotengesa anonyatsosegerera achinyatsobata mari inomugutsa uye inomukwanira pamwe chete nemhuri yake.
That's a very detailed explanation, Mark, if you were following with your, you know, a few Shona words that you picked up from there. I like how he's blushing and laughing. Oh my gosh, did you get any of that? But anyway, for the production, you know, if you're going commercial as a farmer, how important is that? Just briefly there, because we also then want to get our listeners to sort of interact and to give them our details as well. For the production, in order to commercialize, what does the farmer need to do?
Yvonne, the commercial farmers, all of them know that if they don't feed their mombis, then they won't get any production from them. And that, for me, is the fundamental difference between commercial and smallholder farmers. Because smallholder farmers don't believe that they need to feed their cattle, and then they get poor production from them, or at worst, they die of poverty. So what we want to do is to sensitize smallholder farmers to the fact that they need to grow their own food, because they can't afford food that comes from the commercial feed companies. So it's important that they grow their own food so that they can feed their cattle over the lean period, which runs from July through to November, December, when all their cattle have to eat is sticks, rocks, and a few leaves. So in fact, the cows don't have calves when they're starving. They cannot look after the ones they have. So the farmer, we feel, needs to grow food in order to ensure the survival of the productive cattle.
Okay, cool. I like that. The project and its impact, you know, we will want to talk about that, because I also want us to get into agritechs and vet offices in best districts. But just briefly there, the impact. I know that Fortune just sort of summarized the entire thing. You know how Shona is such a, you know, profound language. You just get it in all in there in one sentence. But let's talk to you, Mark, and say, what is the project impact? What are we hoping to achieve?
Okay, as a result of our interventions, the BEST project we hope will bring the following changes. Increased cattle productivity and production in smallholder areas. Also, with improved access to medium and long-term financial services, improved enabling business environment, and sustainable commercial linkages with private actors. And the sustainable is the key word here. Mm. We want these interventions to carry on between smallholder farmers and commercial actors long after the end of our project. Mm-hmm. So we can do that by showing the farmers the way to the money. So that if they know that their cattle have a large value and that if they look after them well, they can get better value for their cattle and better production, then they will look after them and they will get more money.
So great.
It's all about following the money.
Mm-hmm. It's about following the money, getting the right detail and getting the right tutelage as you do that, which are extension services that we're going to talk about. Mark, I'll sort of zero in back on you. How important are extension services, the agritechs and the vet offices in BEST districts? Are they going to be available? How do people get in touch with you and how important are they?
Yes, this program is a partnership with the government, so we bring agritechs and vet officers in with us. It's important for them after the end of our program, as they are going to be following on with the messages that we are teaching farmers. And in our areas, you can contact them and they will be able to give you the details of where our project sites are and where the farmers can interact if they're in that area.
Okay, great. All right. So, Fortune, just give us a brief of that. Vowana kupiko varimisi, varimi vada kupinda muchirongwa chebest ichanditi, vachazenge vachibatsirika. Kana kubvunza bvunza, ndirikuona kuti tina Praise Nyagasa ari kuchiweshe kwa nzvimbo. Hanzi muri kutaura nyaya yekuti kuchazenge kuchipiwa mombe. Topindawo sei munyaya iyi. Sir Chiefs vari kwa Mutare is also inquiring about the same. Somebody called Mangoma is also asking in Mashingo. Yeah, that's Mashingo. Mashingo province says, how can I get into this? So, let's talk about where they can find you and how they can also be a part of this great initiative.
All right, Yvonne, it's also Patrick Tanga, I say BEST project. Tukutanga Tre Kwamakoni, Kubuera, Mount Darwin, Kwakwe South, Kwekwe, Shurugwi, Mwanezi, Chirezi, Unguza, Nelupani. Sakana Pai, Mushilakutuona, Munugwana Kuti, Kwekuyapa, BEST project, World Vision Zimbabwe. 59 Joseph Road, off Nessar Road, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Uye zvamunogona kubata veagritechs kana vevet pamadistrict andataura vanokudza izvisere pamusoro peBEST project. Uye zvese satsusaroka patechnology apa. Tinotibato zvakare paTwitter. Twitter handle yedu @ZAGP BEST project. PaFacebook tripo zvakare. Tinowanikwa tichinzi isusu BEEF Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation.
Tukora manjonjo pakambuzuma 3 and so many other people that are inquiring about the project on the studio WhatsApp platform number. So please do make sure you make use of those platforms Zataurwa na Fochi, as well as to get hold of the team leader BEST project, who's in essence Mark here, World Vision Zimbabwe, 59 Joseph Road, off Nursery Road, Mount Pleasant in Harare. And also please do make sure that you take note that we do have agritechs and vet offices in BEST districts. Are we good? Are we good?
Thank you, Yvonne, yes.
You know, Mark gives me a sharp sign. I actually wanted him to say, yeah, we're fine and we're ready to roll. All right, you guys, so we'll be talking about the progress of this project as we go. Yeah?
Yes.
And we'll definitely be interacting with the farmers. Thank you so much, Mark, for coming through. And thank you so much, Fortune, for coming through. We'll definitely be linking up with you in the following programs. Yeah?
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Yvonne. And it's not 10 that I remember in Zimbabwe.